My happiness and despair depend on my temperament, not my circumstances. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campbell, California, where the sky rained yesterday so beautifully that it just made us realize how wonderful rain can be. And today it's overcast and trying to rain also. And Ellen says, go, 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 you know. And she doesn't have to take the tractor and straighten out the paths. She doesn't have to take the tractor and clean out the roads. She doesn't have to take the tractor and do all these things. But maybe we should have her do that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Wonderful. But you see, my happiness and despair depend on my temperament, not my circumstances. Ellen? I must finish announcing what I'm saying here. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, bringing you the instant inspiration. My happiness and despair depend on my temperament, not my circumstances. Ellen?
Yes.
What do you always say? What do you always say?
Dios habla español.
No, yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Okay. Yes. 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 You always say yes.
Yes.
Ellen?
Yes.
I want you to take charge of this road out here and get this in there and get that tractor going there and get that road leveled out nicely. There's just a little rut here and there, not really too many of them, but just a few of them here and there. Now, that is your challenge. That is your task. And Ellen, what do you say to me?
I will take care of it.
Oh, did you hear that? Did you hear that? That had sort of a nuance to it, didn't it? Like, not necessarily will I do it myself.
That's right.
But but I will take care of it. And you see, this is what we always say. I will take care of it. Now, tomorrow our handyman is coming, and I'm sure that's what Ellen has in mind for him to do, to straighten out the roads from the rain. And she is hoping and praying it'll rain good today so that it'll all be set and ready for him in soft surface to be leveled out.
That's right.
Now, why didn't Ellen say, why me? Why are you asking me? Why do you want me to do this? And you see, whenever we do that, we are showing our absolute ignorance. We are showing that we are controlled by circumstances. Now, Ellen knows, and she has known for a long time, that she is the master of her world. She has known for a long time that she is the creator of her world, that she created everything that came into her world, everything. Ellen has known for a long time that she created her son and her daughter and her grandchildren and her husband to be the most super people in the entire universe. Every time she turns around, she sees them as fabulous, glorious, regardless of what they're doing. They may be polishing their white shoes with brown shoe polish, but that doesn't matter. She sees them doing great things. She would probably go up to them and say, hey, that's interesting, polishing white shoes with brown shoe polish. I haven't tried that. And they look really pretty good. Is this some new fad that the young people have today? And the young person turns to her and said, oh, Nana, don't you realize this is a game? And we all have to keep our eyes closed in the game and do the tasks that we're asked to do. So I had my eyes closed while I was polishing the shoes, and I didn't realize I had brown polish instead of white. And in fact, I didn't realize they were white and that I should have had white polish instead of brown. But I just did the part of the game. And you say, well, that's foolish to do something with your eyes closed. It's foolish to do something that you don't know about. And he turns to his grandma, and he says, with all the tolerance and you know, understanding of an aged person that he can, he says, Grandma, games are not to be understood. They're to be played and enjoyed. If you try to understand the why and the wherefore of any game, you will find that you'll come up without any answer, because there's no answer. And then he goes on. He says, Grandma, or Nana, whatever he calls you, he says, Nana, why are there so many grains of sand on the seashore? Now, why is it when the clouds make up for rain, only a few of them rain and the rest of them are just hanging on watching? Why is it that when the wind blows, In some places it blows real fierce. In other places, right next to it, it doesn't blow hardly at all. Mm-hmm. And why is it that when I go for a walk and I think happy thoughts, the sun shines, and my friend who is not thinking happy thoughts right next to me, for him, the sun's not shining. It's the same sky. Now, how can he look up and not see the sun when I look up and see the sun? But you know, Nana, that's the way life is. We cannot depend on circumstances for our reality. And you know, Ellen grows up real fast that way. And she realizes that polishing white shoes with brown shoe polish with your eyes closed is still pretty good. You know, at least you got shoe polish on it. It'd be something if you had paste and put it on there or some other silly thing. But my happiness or despair depend on my temperament. What is our temperament? Is our temperament to like ourselves, to look at the world and see it as a glorious place to be? Is our temperament to look around the world and see an exciting adventure? Man, oh man, go over to Africa and stand on the Sahara Desert and watch as the westward wind is blowing. And you will see the sand lift up like a blanket. And there's more where it came from. It just lifts up like a blanket, and you can hardly cut your way through it. And this gigantic blanket of sand, weighing many, many tons, is carried by this fragile breeze. And then it is spread out over the ocean. Now, why does it do that? What a waste of wonderful sand. But it's nature's way of doing it. Why does it do that? Well, because Ellen said she loves to see sandstorms. She loves to see the sand blow out over the ocean. When she is in the Canary Islands, she likes to see a sand on her floor. And she doesn't want to put new sand on her floor every day, so she has the wind blow it there. I mean, she's a magic lady, creating everything exactly the way she wants it. Now, you say, well, Herb, that's kind of silly. How can she do that? Well, think about it. If you want to be rich, you associate with rich people. Mm-hmm. If you want to be sick, you associate with sick people. And the world has a few of them now and then. If you want to be joyous, you associate with joyous people. Now, where do you find these rich, joyous people? Where do you find these healthy, dynamic people? Where do you find them? Well, first you find them in your heart. And once you find them in yourself, then you all of a sudden will see them all the way. Oh, come on now, that's nonsense. That is dumb, that is stupid. Herb, I think you ought to get off it. All right. Did you ever buy a car, like a Volkswagen, and then all of a sudden you see everybody else bought a Volkswagen too? All around you are Volkswagen, because you're Volkswagen conscious. Or you buy yourself a convertible, and before you buy the convertible, you don't think too much about it. All the cars are hard tops and stuff. But the minute you buy a convertible, every other car is a convertible. Now, how can that be? How can it be that you didn't see it before? Because it was not your consciousness. It was not your awareness. And you see, your circumstances are whatever your consciousness is, whatever your thinking is. And if you would like to have a happy, healthy life, associate with happy, healthy people. If you would like to be a practitioner, seeing other people in the world wonderful, then associate with them. I personally wouldn't associate with practitioners. Practitioners are people who attract people to come to them who have problems. I like to associate with gods. I like to associate with people who are divine, who are people who are marvelous, who attract to them people who are equally marvelous. I'd like to, not that I'd like to do that, that's what I do, of course. And you say, well, Herb, you're running a school there, the what's the name of this place here? The University of Healing. You're running the University of Healing. People are always calling you about healing. Ellen, Sam, Sylvia, what do people call me about?
Solutions.
That too. But they call me about completion. They call me about all the one. Hey, did you know I'm whole and perfect? For you bet your life. Did you know that I just got myself a beautiful new home? You bet your life. Do you know that I just Yes, 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 yes. Now, they don't say, before I didn't have it, but now I do. They just say, I have this beautiful new home. And, you know, we look at some people, and this is interesting. We look at some people, and they come up to you and say, I have a lovely home. And we think to ourselves, my gosh, they must have just got a lovely home. And we say, well, that's wonderful. Where is it? Well, it's that one right over there. Oh, that lovely place? Yes, that is lovely. I didn't know it was for sale. Oh, it's not for sale. We've owned it for 40 years. Why are you saying now I have a lovely home? I've said it for 40 years. I have a lovely home. And, you know, when I bought this house, the neighborhood was not too lovely. It was just the last of the lovely homes in the neighborhood. All the rest of them were run down. But every day I said, I have a lovely home. I'm surrounded by lovely homes. This is a lovely neighborhood. And now, 40 years later, it didn't wait till 40 years, because it's been going on. I mean, all these new homes have been put up in the last 30 years, but it's beautiful. It took me a little while to have my consciousness be consistent every day. I live in a beautiful neighborhood. I have a beautiful home and so forth, because before I would listen to other people and they'd say, oh, that neighborhood's run down. Oh, they're doing this. Oh, they're doing that. Oh, this is bad and that's bad. You know, you can't even go to the candy store without having the candy owner come out with a gun in his hand saying, what do you want? I want my candy order. Okay, here you are. Well, what you got the gun for? Because those guys standing behind you are not nice. And we don't need to create that, ever. And when we create that, what are we doing? We're saying we endorse it. We like it. We enjoy it. Now, do you like it? Do you enjoy it? Do you endorse it? If you do, then it's your choice. Totally your choice. And what is it you want? What is it you want? What do you want out of life? Well, my happiness and despair depend on my temperament. And now I can shorten that a little bit. My happiness depends on my temperament. And I can shorten that still more. My happiness depends on me. And I can shorten that more. I am happy. You know? And I don't have to say not my circumstances. Because if my happiness depends on me, then everything I do is wonderful. I can be in what people call bad circumstances. Doesn't bother me. I'm untouched by that. Is this where you'd like to be? Remember what I said about my mom? She said I was known by the people I associate with. And I said, but Mom, that's not true for me. Because I go where angels fear to tread. I go and do things that nobody else wants to do. I went to the orphanages, you know, and shared clothes with them. You know? I went many wonderful places. Many wonderful places. They wouldn't let me in prisons to go visit the people. I was too young. But I went many wonderful places. Oh, yeah. The young people, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts. No, I didn't have much to do with them. The Boy Scouts, the Cub Scouts, and all these other crippled children's society and stuff like that. And they were never crippled to me. They were always ready to jump out of their wheelchair and have a ball. We are what we create by our thought. So let us create by our thought the wonderful world of yourself, the wonderful world of Ellen, the wonderful world of Sylvia, the wonderful world of Sam. Create it for yourself and watch how it fulfills whatever you believe about it. Whatever you believe about it. And you had better be very careful, because it does not take time to reveal itself. It's ready whenever you are. You watch and see. You're the master. Exciting, huh? Mm-hmm. But that's what it's all about. My happiness and despair depend on my temperament, not my circumstances, because I am master of myself, my circumstances, my world, and everybody who's in it. Have a lovely afternoon. Think beautiful thoughts. And I love you. I love you. I love you.
Yep. Thank you.